Hello again, Ray Novak with ICOM America. This is ICOM's Radio in Action, another Marine episode. I'm here today with Mr. Mark Henderson. He's known for several things, but we're talking to him today about the Liquid Fire Fishing Team.
Well, Ray, I'm super excited to be part of this. And Liquid Fire is something that we've been part of for over 20 years and a big family activity for us, and just super happy to be with great partners and appreciate the opportunity.
When you say a family activity, is it just you and a couple people, or is it the entire family?
Man, I tell you, it's my entire family from one area or another. You know, me and my two sons, Joshua and Crockett, are the ones that are generally on the boat. But my wife, Audrey, her nickname is the Little General. There's a story behind that, too. But she's super involved in every aspect of what we do. She manages so much of what we do. And over a 20-year period of doing this, it takes somebody who's really structured and keeps you in line. She's a huge part of what we do. And then, obviously, I'm supported by, I've got a daughter, I've got sister, mother. My dad was a huge part of it when he was alive. So my son's wives. So it's a big part of our family. It's a big part of what our existence is. And quite honestly, it become part of my career. It's what moved me into the marine industry.
So since you went that way, marine industry, what do you do in your everyday life?
Well, it's unique. I am currently the OEM sales manager for Tyco Marine, and started with them and doing some product management and that type of thing. And very much part of the actual industry. Started with them 6.5 years ago as a full-time employee, but prior to that, I was sponsored by them with Liquid Fire. So the relationship developed because of a sponsorship. And then it grew into a relationship to where they felt like I could support them and help them with the day-to-day actions with Tyco. And obviously, Tyco is more than just a fishing company. It's a very diverse company. So it's been an exciting ride. And I've truly enjoyed it. And it's been a fun part of my career and my life. I was in the automotive industry as a fixed operations director for about 25 years. And, so kind of switched gears, but love the outdoors, love the marine industry.
Well, it's interesting when you're talking about how you started and that progression. You could have had anything on your boats that you wanted, but yet you chose Tyco. A lot of people don't realize when you're climbing up that hardware, you're taking your life in your hands, because any bobble of the boat or anything like that could cause that aluminum to snap. But it sounds like they make some pretty incredible stuff.
They do. Tyco is a wonderful company. The Kushner family's been around 65 years, started with their dad, Dave, John, Mike, and Bill, huge part of the industry itself. They've been part of the company and taken on the reins and as the owners 45 years. And then Patrick Industries bought Tyco about almost 4 years ago, and the transition's been going on. They're still very much part of it, but the company itself is very, I mentioned, it's very diverse. It's got five different product categories, from sport fishing all the way down to rub rail to aluminum extrusion distribution and that type of thing. And so there's a lot of pieces of what Tyco does that goes into boat manufacturing and OEM development of products that are vast. A lot of people wouldn't even know that some of the items on their boats manufactured and or distributed by Tyco.
Well, looking at your shirts you got there, you got quite a few sponsors. I look at the big LF, and that almost, to me, without glasses, looks like the word life. So is that subliminal, that life is about fishing and fishing is about life?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say it. I had not thought of that, but I guess, you know, as I sit there and I look at it on screen here, it's a little bit unique. I had not thought about it. Obviously, it's the emblem for Liquid Fire, but it has become a huge part of my life, a huge part of my family's lives. you know, one of my sons also is in the marine industry. He's actually a North and South Carolina sales representative for Tyco, and that's Joshua. And both of my sons are licensed United States Coast Guard captains, and one of them worked with towboat for many years, got a lot of experience. And so, yeah, it's part of our life. It's neat that you say that. I had not thought about it, but it gives me something to think about.
You and I've talked quite a bit at the shows. It's not all fun and games. There are some slow times. And you've shared with me about how it's been a vital part of your life. And I guess it kind of goes along with that saying that a bad day fishing is better than the best day in the office.
You know, it is. When you look at it from a 30,000 foot perspective, it absolutely is. It's you know, but it's real cool when it's also part of what you do as part of a you know, just part of your career. So I have to look at it kind of like that. Although I don't make it living as a tournament fisherman per se, it has certainly. It drives a lot of our activities, and being on the water is, you know, just so important to me. And as I get older, the time spent on the water with my family, my kids, being part of my wife and grandkids, being part of what we do, you know, it's not something that I take for granted. I really try to enjoy that time. I truly try to enjoy as a father, as a grandfather, and as a husband, you know, I try to appreciate those times and, you know, and just try not to be everything in retrospect. I try to enjoy it while I'm there. And that's the cool thing. And I'm thankful that I'm able to do that.
Well, I also notice on your right shoulder, Andros Boats. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly.
Yes, you are.
You just got a new one.
I did. We just got a new offshore 32, and you know, I've been very fortunate to have some great partnerships and relationships with some fantastic boat companies. And Andros is one that I remember when I first, as working for Tyco, first visited their factory. It's a small builder in Sarasota, Florida. But when I first, you know, I get to get on a lot of boats, and I was thinking about going from a 40-foot quad engine boat down, you know, reducing the size of it, because as I got older, I, you know, traveling around with it and trailering it and insurance and all those things, you know, it just became more and more involved. So I'm like, you know what, this boat's almost 33 feet long, almost 10 feet wide, and it's got 800 horsepower on it. And I'm like, if I can't get there in that, then, you know, I got to do something different. But I got on that boat, and the very first time I walked on it, it's a semi-custom built boat, and the quality of the build was shocking. And how well they put it together, how well they manufacture it, how specific they are on fit and finish. The ride is incredible. These guys have really got it dialed in. They've used this platform for quite a while and still very relevant, and uses a tremendous amount of space that's there. And that's critical for what we do, because we carry a lot of equipment, and it's a great product.
So you dropped this new boat in the water. You also put new electronics on it. You went with the M510. And really, at your helm, it's all a glass electronics, isn't it?
It is. It's you know, I'm very fortunate to have good partners. Everybody, you know, on the boat, there's so many great partners, obviously, including ICOM, but, you know, powered by Mercury, the new V10 400s, and then the electronics on this boat are the new Simrad, Evo 3. Models and the Evo 3S models. And I tell you, when you and I were talking about what to outfit this boat with, you've been an M506 user for a long time on our Contender. I also have a charter boat, and you introduced me to the M510. And Ray, I got to tell you, the quality of the product, just the visibility of the screen, And it, as I get older, and you mentioned something about glasses in your first comment there, and it's as we get older, it's nice to have nice and bright screens that you can really see and navigate easily, and just the clarity of the Icon product's always been great. You know, I had early in our fishing career, I had some different VHF radios that. I felt like that Icon was an upgrade, and it's certainly proven to be. And I couldn't be happier with what we have on that.
It's interesting. You think about fishing boats, fishing vessels, and you always think about just dirty, dingy. But your boat is gorgeous. It's clean. It's almost. While it's a work boat for you, for your tournaments and things like that, you never would think about elegance on a boat.
Yeah, it's it's something that, you know, these boats cost a lot of money. It's an investment, and we use it to represent other companies and represent the people who are partners with us. And it's only respectful to them that we keep it in good shape and that we keep it. Always available to have other people look at it, come on, evaluate the products that we have on it, communicate with them about when they go out and they start outfitting their boats. I mean, that's what partnership's about. That's what being part of the industry is about. And that's, you know, that's an honor for me and for our family to be able to share those experiences and talk to people, because when you first start buying a boat, outfitting a boat, fishing, getting equipment, you spend a lot of money. And if you can talk to somebody who's got true experience and an understanding of how products work, and they've got them put in action, and, you know, help them identify what would be good for them, because there's a lot of good products out there. And, but, you know, it's always good to have someone that you trust and can communicate with and will respond to you. And I want to be that guy that can help someone, because I got to tell you, when I first started, I spent a pile of money on fishing equipment and things like that, just because, you know, it was just an education that I was trying to learn on my own, and my boys were learning. And if we can help people avoid overindulgence, and just get the right stuff, that's the critical part of it.
Well, I guess one of the interesting things with this build, you had to take into consideration not only the maneuverable, being able to maneuver around the boat with all the fishing poles, plenty of spots to anchor them. You got all your taco outriggers and things like that, but you got a whole new dynamic now when you go out fishing. And that is, where are the camera people going to go?
You know, it's you just tuck everybody that you can. You know, if we're filming an episode of Troll the Edge or whatever it may be, we've got a couple of folks that might be on there flying drones or shooting underwater photography or whatever it may be. So the reality is that we have, you know, Ocean Tamer bean bags on the boat, and then they sit in those, and we just try to make everybody as comfortable as we can. And, and the boat has a huge amount of storage in it. So every place in the floor has got a hatch, and it's useful space. So it's interesting.
Well, it's funny. You did jump ahead of me there. I was leading into your Troll the Edge there. Tell us more about that.
You know, that was something that, you know, it's a small show, but it's a fun show. It's something that had several people in over a 20-year span. Just they saw an interesting aspect of fishing, just from the family dynamic. And, you know, it's not just me going out there fishing. The reality is my sons are the talent. You know, they're the ones that have the talent. And it's my wife is so, as I mentioned, is so involved. And you know, we do so many different types of fishing. We focus on tournament fishing for king mackerel, but we've also fished billfish tournaments, multi-species tournaments. We've traveled for many years. We fished the SKA Yamaha and Mercury took it over, the Professional Kingfish Tour. So we've got a lot of experience. The White Marlin Open up in Ocean City, Maryland. And So it's just a unique perspective from the Troll the Edge side of things to where we want to try to bring the family atmosphere to it and let everybody know, hey, this isn't just an individual sport. This is about a family. This is about a team. It's about effort and energy and all the things that it takes to try to be as successful as you can. That's the thing about tournament fishing or any kind of fishing. It's, fish has a choice. You know, I think we give them a lot of credit for being smart, but the fact of the matter is this, we got to sometimes just get lucky, pull it in their strike zone and try to entice them to eat. And hopefully they do. And, you know, and it's just a unique atmosphere. It's a unique situation. And, you know, those things that people, and I had two or three different people say, you know, from the production standpoint, it'd be cool to do a show with this. And so that's kind of what it's about. It's about showing the family. It's about showing fun. It's not always about winning or catching the biggest fish, but it is about having a good time with the family.
One of the interesting things, I grew up in the Southeast, and it was in a day and age where you had four channels that you could watch. PBS in your three major networks. And every, I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday or both days, there would always be this old boy out there with a Tennessee baseball cap on fishing for largemouth bass. What? Well, in today's day and age, you don't have to go to one of those networks. I mean, you can actually go and stream. Where can they go find Trolling the Edge and stream as many episodes as they want?
Well, right now, they're all on our Liquid Fire Fishing YouTube channel. So we also have a Troll the Edge channel, but everything kind of drives through Liquid Fire Fishing. You know, they originally aired on Destination America and the Pursuit Network. Both of those locations carried the show. If they want to look at the older episodes, YouTube is definitely the fastest and simplest way to get to the Troll the Edge episodes.
Well, with those two networks being involved, it definitely was a top class type video. It's not somebody shaking with their phone as we're looking over somebody's shoulder. You actually had a full production crew with you on these trips.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was and every time you want to do something, you want to get better at it. And as we go through the next seasons and all that, I think there's some production things that we want to continue to work on and improve. It's just like anybody, you want to improve your craft. You want to improve, the value to the end user, make sure that they're able to stay engaged and learning, and it's an education process, and in addition to being an entertainment value.
So one last thing here, and I might be asking the wrong person, because I've always known fishing tales grow the more times they're told, and probably could ask your sons, what's your dad's favorite fishing tale, or your wife, where's the biggest fishing story? But you tell us, what is your most memorable fishing moment?
You know, we've had some very, very good years. We've had some great tournaments. The one thing about fishing, though, is that you come home with your tail between your legs more than you step up on stage and get a big check type thing. So, you know, that's a unique question. I've had many people ask that. We've been fortunate. We've won some very high profile events with Angler of the Year for the Yamaha Pro Tour in 2008. That was actually our rookie year. So that was a huge highlight. We've had some very good successes with some other high profile events. We won the inaugural Kingfish Cup Championship. But I think probably the one that stands out the most to me was the Swansboro 5-0. It's a local event that's actually a very large event in the industry. They did something very unique and different when they started the new format. It's limited to 50 boats, and anytime you limit something, it makes a lot of people want to do it, obviously. So back in I believe it was 2000 and 15, if I'm not mistaken, we went out and caught a 52 pounder basically up here in our home waters, and ended up winning that event, won about $75,000 in that one. And it was just the whole atmosphere around it, the way it came about. And, you know, the fact that it was a hometown event, very, very well attended in the award ceremony by the community as downtown, as a big celebration and that kind of thing. And then ultimately, I had no idea that this was going to happen, but it was actually in our hometown paper voted as story of the year that we won the for the Carter Grant News Times. So that was kind of unique and different and humbling.
That's a great story, and congratulations on that. It always feels good when you can go back or be in your hometown and actually have an accomplishment right there for them.
Yeah, it was. It's, you know, I know how hard the Rotary Club in Swansboro works, how much they support the community with scholarships and many other things that they do. And I have a lot of friends that are in that organization, and a lot of people in that organization helped us get started in this sport. So I have a great respect and appreciation. I think that's part of one of the reasons that it is very special to us. It's not just the win, not the money, not the, you know, not the standing on stage type thing, but to be able to do it with the people that, you know, helped us get started and supported us locally and all that. It's pretty special. There's no question about it.
Well, Mark, I greatly appreciate your time. I know we've talked about this for a year or more now. Yeah. I'm glad we finally got the time to sit down, make this happen, knowing that you've got such a busy schedule. And I greatly appreciate your time.
Ray, it is an honor, and I am thankful that we finally got to get together. What you and ICOM do for the industry is tremendous. I thank you for that, all of your efforts, your whole team, and, you know, huge part of the industry. And we're honored and grateful to be part of the ICOM team, and a great product, but just great people.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Ray.